The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it. Cheese and Pickle.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Hope you're well, mate. Haven't spoken for a while. I know you had that induction day at the Garden Centre and you were excited about that. I'm having quite a tough time, actually, at the moment. I had a night with Ophelia. She came over and the boys were out. She had some Cambodian Viagra, which a friend of hers uses a lot, you know, with hotels with American businessmen and Arabs and stuff, and she thought it would suit me, and it was great. You know, I was pumped up like a tire, and I went like a horse. We did it about three times, and it was fantastic. But that was the night before last, and I've still got an erection. So I've had an erection for coming on to 3 days now. It's such a weird feeling. I'm just a little bit confused as to how to proceed. I just wondered if there was any way you could help me. All right, cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, I'm sorry to hear
you in such distress. It's it's an erection, and it must be very sore now if it's been up for 3 days. But it will go down, mate. It has to. It can't stay like that forever, regardless of how strong the Viagra was. It must go down eventually. So don't panic, mate. Just try and relax. Maybe have a hot bath. Going to the toilet's probably quite tricky at the moment, so you just have to try and manage that. If I can think of anything to help you, mate, I will. the induction day at the garden centre was fine, but I think I've been led up the garden path a bit here, mate. I thought I'd be outside watering plants and sort of helping customers and what have you, and they've got me in the canteen just cleaning the floor, and I'm still on probation, sort of on a trial, and it's been a week now, and they said they can't pay me for a trial, and they've not given me any indication that they're going to give me an actual job. So I'm a bit frustrated myself, mate. Anyway, look, if you can get out of the house, maybe we should meet up and go to the Wetherspoons or something. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I tried going out this morning just to get some air and walk around the block. I've borrowed a belt from Caelid to strap it to my belly. Going to the loo's fine, actually, oddly. You know, when you have an erection and you go for a wee in the night, it's a bit like that, but all the time. I've tried a hot bath, no joy. I really am at the end of my tether, so to speak. I feel very faint, and my legs have gone. It's day four now, and I'm resistant to go to the doctors. I'm not registered because I'm off the grid, and well, there must be something I can do. Otherwise, I think I might die. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Brian, it's Roger here. Okay, well, that was good thinking with the belt. Just strap it down to, I suppose, just to avoid any embarrassment, really. If it's still sort of poking up, then people will see it, I suppose. No, but I do understand that a four-day erection is hard, you know. I mean, not hard, but you know, so to speak. It's tough to deal with, I'm sure. Look, mate, if you can't go to the doctors because you're off grid, then I sometimes go and see a Chinese herbalist who, you know, can often give me things for sort of stress and anxiety. I don't know if it really helps, but you know, psychologically it helps me. So I don't know if that's of any interest to you at all. Alternatively, could you ask Ophelia to come round again and maybe sort of wear it out, you know, really sort of use it? And anyway, so, but good news for me, mate, though, is that I've finally been allowed outside to mingle with the customers and, you know, be amongst the plants, and it's really lovely, actually, and they're going to pay me as well, so I'm really happy about that. So that's some better news for me. But let me know if you think the Chinese herbalist would be of any help to you, mate. Okay, speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Well, I'm glad to hear the garden centre job's going well. Don't take the fucking piss, mate. Ophelia come round and wear me out? Are you fucking joking? This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, Rog. I can't walk anymore. So I'm in bed. I answered the door earlier, and it was the Jehovah's Witnesses, and my bell end was pressed up against my tummy using the belt, and this lady got very upset, and then her husband, who was a big black guy, pinned me against the wall and was really fucking angry. But I explained what was going on, and it was actually, he felt extremely sorry for me, and he gave me loads of leaflets. Yeah, look, let's try Dr. fucking Wu. What have I got to lose? I mean, it's fucking woo-woo, black magic nonsense. I'll probably end up with coronavirus, but I'd rather die of that. Jesus. Oh, God. Rog, can we go later today? Okay, bye.
Hello. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, look, try not to get upset. I know this must be very difficult for you. and that episode with the Jehovah's Witnesses, with it sort of poking out of your dressing gown, was it? I don't know. That must have been uncomfortable. But you never know. Maybe they said a prayer for you or something. I'm not being facetious. I do want this to go down. Yes, great. We'll go and see the Chinese herbalist. He speaks very, very little English, Brian, and he's got a translator though, so we should be able to explain the issue. But mate, I can't go today. I'm outside of the garden centre, and they're letting me tend to the cactuses today. That's quite a special job, so I can't go today, mate. If you can just hang on for another day, then we can go tomorrow. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Oh, Father,
started saying, "This is a fraud.
Who art in heaven,
I know what you've been doing. You know you
hallowed be thy name."
And of course he was denying it all. He said he wanted
thy kingdom come, said, well, thy will be done. This is a fraud. Like earth as it is on heaven.
Meanwhile, these guys are hopping around on the side.
Give us this day our daily bread.
The driver,
and forgive us our trespasses, for they who trespass against us. Thine is the kingdom and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
They keep an eye out for drivers who look like they would be fully insured, but be less likely to cause a fuss, like mothers with children.
Get out of it!
Roger, look, I know you're here, mate. I saw your picture up in the foyer. Some woman's just chased me. She told me she's going to call the police. Well, I feel very faint. I'm by the statues and the fountains. I'm underneath Pandora's box one. Oh, look, you've got to take me to the Chinese herbalist, mate. I need to see Dr. Wu. I'm in a bad way. Okay, they're going to phone the fucking police, mate, so you got to come. All right? No, you! Go or fuck you.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Mate, I'm in the toilet. Listen, mate, you have got to... you can't shout at the staff, mate. Please. And you're mentioning my name and you're mentioning your erection in the same sentence. It's not... I've not been here long, mate. I really like this job. Please, I'll take you to the Chinese herbalist. I'll make an excuse and get the afternoon off. But please, can you stop shouting at people, please? I know you're distressed and you're upset and you've got, you know, you've got an erection, but please, can you just just wait out the front of the gates and I'll come and see you. Just wait there, okay? Bye-bye.
Roger.
Roger.
Okay, I'm hiding. I'm hiding between the sheds. If you go past all the wooden owls and the bird feeders, I'm just lying in between two sheds, but that lady keeps looking for me. So just come and get me. I can't walk. I've crawled here. All right, Roger. See you in a sec. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Okay, I'm outside. I'm going to grab a trolley and go past the sheds. You jump on the trolley. I'll put you under a couple of Hessian sacks, and then we'll walk out the front gate together. And then we'll head to the doctor's. Okay, I'm coming.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, I'm sorry you got sacked. I know you were really happy at the Garden Centre, and it's a real passion of yours. But I didn't have a choice. I really didn't have a choice. The bus journey there was torrid. I was all over the place, legs like spaghetti, and people can be cruel. I ended up crawling from the bus stop to the Garden Centre on my elbows. And some kids just harassed me the whole way. They were throwing stones at me and kicking me, but I just couldn't feel my legs at all. It was terrifying. And then when I got in to the Garden Centre, I had a set two with your assistant manager, and I was looking up at her and fucking screaming, "Where is he? Where's Roger?" And, you know, she reacted very strangely, and she went to call the police. So I scuttled off on my elbows like a marine to hide from her. Bitch. The rest is a bit of a blur. The sort of images of your face pushing me along one of those long trolleys, very close to the ground, and I was looking up at you. And it was a bit like the scene in Gladiator with the Masai warrior putting the maggots on Russell Crowe. And that fucking woman shouting after you. And then I think I blacked out, but I came round. We were at Dr. Wu's, and you'd got me up, and you were sort of holding me under my armpits. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of shouting with the translator. I think he was getting quite cross. You were trying to explain what had happened to me. I must have been talking in tongues, but I remember pulling my trousers down. And that's about it, really. Anyway, I'm all right now. I'm flaccid, thank God. And extremely grateful for it. All right, cheers, Rod. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Look, mate, don't worry about the fact that I got sacked. I know you weren't yourself, and you couldn't really help it. You had quite an episode there, and I think what they took offence to was the fact that you were shouting, "I have a medical condition," and you were going up to some of the younger female members of staff and saying, "I'll show you my erection to prove that I have a bad medical condition." And then you were shouting for me, and so they just, it's quite a well-to-do place, so they didn't want to take the risk of that happening again, so they've asked me to leave, which is fair enough, I suppose. When we got to the Chinese doctor, I think you've misremembered that, there was no translator there, it was just the doctor, the translator was on holiday, and so you were trying to talk to the doctor, but he didn't understand what you were saying.
And you just pulled your pants down, and by that time your penis had gone flaccid. And you smiled when you saw your penis had gone flaccid, and you just pulled your trousers up and walked out again. And he was a bit angry, I think, the doctor, because he thought that you had just exposed yourself, and so he was quite angry with me for bringing you there. Anyway, you seem okay now, which is great, and just maybe stay off the Cambodian Viagra for a couple of weeks. Okay, mate, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.